Right, there's a in the Mishnah we had Amakas Munai Harav Arayda Tamida Yishliach Bezdin, and I mentioned to you yesterday three pshatim in Shliach Bezdin, either like the Rivan that it's within the 39 Makas, but the Rive is that it's Hosef by Maka Yisera, which the Chaim explained a certain way. For the Rambam, that it means he hid him in order to get him to come to the Beis Din. It's not talking about Malkus at all. Shulchan Aruch in Yeridayus in the Shin Lamed Vav. I had wanted to bring it up to read to you inside, which I guess you have to take my word for it. Actually, I wanted just to make an impression. If a doctor is healing somebody, and in the surgery, the patient dies. Did you go to Golis? What would you say?
Huh?
Somebody went to the doctor, and the doctor said he needed surgery, and, patient wanted, patient requested it. They didn't want to get killed. Killed someone beshaking. Did he make a mistake? He must have made a mistake. The patient came in alive, he came out dead. What? He had to do something.
He put himself
He gave him permission to do what? He gave him permission to heal him.
He put himself in the
He put himself in Sakana, but he didn't want to get killed. He wanted to. Why did everyone say what Mishnah Tamid is saying? It's a mitzvah. Machatim is saying to Mishnah, and this is a mitzvah. That's what I would think, no? You wouldn't be sick. You wouldn't have to be on I mean, cash. We'll see. We get to the Gemara. I don't think that's an adequate time. That's just take a tim to the mitzvah. In Shulchan Aruch, it says in Yeridaya that if a doctor in Simchas Shemam above, that if a doctor kills a patient in the course of treatment, that he goes to Golis. It also says that the doctor is putter from pain. It also says that the doctor doesn't have to pay. The opposite of American. It says that it's a takana of an island. It doesn't make any sense. You go to a doctor to heal you, he tries to heal you, and then you're going to sue him if he doesn't heal you. Okay. It's malpractice. It's Shulchan Aruch. It says you can't sue a doctor for malpractice. It's takana of an island to keep an island. What? Well, that obviously did something wrong. That's what I don't understand. Well, he did something wrong. What happens is, let's say they have a patient. They say the patient needs bypass surgery. So they cut out the piece of the artery and they want to replace it. The patient dies. Why is the patient dying? Either dies in 2 weeks to take the surgery, or he dies because he started bleeding too much. Right? Nobody dies for no reason. So he died for a reason. It was 2 weeks. So then the doctor made a mistake. You should have tried it. I don't mean negligence. I mean, any patient who dies in surgery dies for a reason, no? It doesn't have to be negligence, but it's a shaygay. But we're talking about shaygay also. Even if it's a shaygay, so it's a shaygay. But it's a shaygay. So Shulchan Aruch says you go to God. The Asameach is Matzmiyah. The Asameach says he doesn't understand why a doctor is not a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. That you don't go to Golis. The Haggai is Yad Avraham on the side of the Yerodea. There in Sinai Shemam and Vav, and he answers. He says, sounds like a chiddush, but he says, when do we say if you do a mitzvah, you don't go to Golis? That if Mamaisa was a mitzvah, father hits his son. Rebbe Yitzchak Kalman, or Shlach Bezdin who hits, the Hakoi is a mitzvah. Now the person dies, he dies. He shouldn't hit him. He shouldn't hit him in the way that he died. But the etzem hakor is a mitzvah no matter what. In the case of a doctor, it's only a mitzvah if he heals him. If he doesn't heal him, so it comes out he wanted to do a mitzvah, but b'maisi he didn't do a mitzvah. B'maisi it was rotzalasi's mitzvah, but it was not otza mitzvah. Because the whole mitzvah is to heal, and if you didn't heal, that means your intention was to do a mitzvah, but you didn't do a mitzvah. The shenkei, the rav arayed this talmidai, tell what? That the mitzvah no matter what, even if you kill him. Huh? What?
He's dead.
He's dead. It's a problem because if a person hits his child, he hits his child, and he kills him, he's saying that that call is still a mitzvah. The mitzvah hit him. That's what he's saying. Understand? Then the kasha comes back. Then the kasha comes back. If you agree, the out of wrong territory is not so good. Then the kasha comes back. The truth is some cipher that I mentioned yesterday. It's in the Kufay and Zion. I told you to remind me at the end of Shir to tell you the case. What? Oh, Chani, Kufay and Zion. Cipher. What? So what? We're going to explain that. Let's see what that means. But the some cipher was a Maisa Shahaya where someone fainted, passed out. And the people in the room wanted very much to save her. So quickly someone went, took a bottle of liquid and put it down her throat. Someone went, said this person fainted, passed out. So what they used to do, today they don't do that, but they used to give them to drink, and that would revive them. The person went, took a jug, and put it down the throat of the person who fainted, but unfortunately, in the jug was gasoline, and they killed the person. Petrol, I think it says. So they killed the person. Shagek, I mean, kill the person. You want to save his life, her life. But instead, they put, it's funny now, when it happened, it wasn't funny. What? That's all from back in the day. So he wrote some cipher, what the tshuva, to be beside the, say the tshuva, the halacha is, that someone by the lady was involved, and someone else is dead, they have to do, they were quick to do tshuva, even if they did it for shaykh, or really even by any. So the some cipher there, right to Chiddush. He says that the only time you need to do tshuva for killing someone is if you kill somebody in a hanhagav mishus. But if you're in the middle of trying to be matzal someone, in the middle of hatzala, accidentally someone gets killed, he says then you don't even need tshuva because you are Isaac in a maisa hatzala. You're doing a maisa hatzala. Every maisa hatzala, you take a chance on killing somebody. It's always difficult. Every doctor that does a heart surgery is taking a chance on killing somebody. And I'll call Pete Kenny. He says you don't need tshuva at all. And he's Makar, he brings the Raizit. The Raizit says that when you're getting Malchus, even the extra, the 40th halkar, even the extra one is considered a mitzvah. That was the Raizit sheet from yesterday, not the way the professor, not the way Reb Chaim explained, but Pashut Shammah. In the Raivin, is if you give a 40th hit, you're also considered Isaac Limits. So the question was, what do you mean, the 40th hit? That's not a mitzvah. 39 were a mitzvah. The person got carried away in hitting, and he hit an extra one. So why is that a mitzvah? Elamai, that's some size, a vice size. If your intention is to be doing a mitzvah, you're involved in the Maisa mitzvah, and you have an extra hakar, that's also a mitzvah. In Cain, the same thing. Somebody is Isaac in saving someone's life. And they hit them. They were 4 years down the road. So that is like an extra hakar in the Isaac of a mitzvah. And your partner from, you don't need a kapara. Maybe you can stop kapara, he says, but you don't really need a, you don't need a kapara. What?
No.
But she's trying to save.
The one was
women, but it wasn't the mitzvah. Isn't that the same as the right? The 40th hit is not a mitzvah. Just, he doesn't know any malchus, so he thought he was doing a mitzvah. It's really the same as the right.
Why is it a mitzvah? I mean, why is
Rabbi considered that? Derive it home. As long as you get involved in a mitzvah, even if you do an extra hakah, it's also a mitzvah. Went to the Rambam. What? And the 40th hakah, and the hakah throwing under. But you're involved in a mitzvah, so that's what happens. The Rambam. Rambam hakah was at least doesn't told you to hit him. So you hit him. The 40th hakah is a bigger round. The Rambam didn't tell you to hit the 40th. Facing around that? Yeah, but it must have been that the Emma shook to hit him. It was a puller, whatever it was. Why? It doesn't tell him to hit. So we don't have a plastic that would take. For somebody to do, we don't have a plastic. I'm not sure if anyone does that here. We don't have a plastic that you force that you somebody. That's what I don't understand. This is some cipher, it's Bechayra, not like the Mechaber, it's the Mishin Lamed Bari. The Mechaber says that a person needs galus, a doctor that killed. Needs galus. I understand what this is some cipher. Some cipher is also like a doctor. The person wasn't a doctor, he was somebody standing by. But the person was trying to administer a fraud. And in attempting to administer a refuah, they killed somebody. Isn't it exactly the same? What should be the difference? You have to take the money. The intention. They pay for hitting. Couldn't matter what your kavanah is. Because it depends if your kavanah is putting this on there. The third case is Namshah Salah. So we have the same, maybe it's different if a person gets paid or if it doesn't get paid. Interesting, there's a different Kayin that says that when a doctor heals someone on Shabbos, it's only a malacha drabbanon, because it's a malacha shen shvitul gufa, because he's doing it for the money. Different Kayin actually was matir from Eva to heal a guy on Shabbos. There's a shayla, it's a very serious shayla. The doctor's walking down the block, and there's a car accident. It's a guy. Let's say he knows it's a guy. On Shabbos, is he allowed to do anything to be matzah? To pashtus, we're not mechal Shabbos to save the life of a guy. The Divrei Chayim was matir till Shabbos mishum eva to save the life of a guy. And the kasha that is, that we're not matir, this is the rice of the foot of eva. Now the eva is the chil Shabbos, the foot of eva. The Rechaim held that it's not Eva, because the doctor doesn't really care if the patient gets healed. He just cares that he gets paid. And maybe they have a good reputation. His interest is not in healing the patient. His interest is in building up a reputation, a practice, a pranasa. That's interesting. It's a Moshe, it's just a Moshe.
But
a Jew is not a Moshe. He has a Jew, because he cares, hopefully. What? Yeah, he's talking about a guy. Look at him. Yeah. And a doctor who can heal a patient. No, but once he's a doctor, someone comes and needs to be saved. No, the Chabad is discussing that case. So with a doctor, the patient comes and he does a procedure which kills him. Sure, he
is.
The doctor also
can't
do. The doctor also can't do nothing.
He doesn't have
a choice
to gather the morning.
Both procedures would work, you mean?
Yeah, that's true. He makes the wrong decision.
So it's a bystander also. He could give him from this bottle of water, or he can go and do something else. He's only a fool if he can only respond. It's very hard to be mechanical.
Bystander is tired. He might
say it's not really every time someone's in class.
A
doctor does that,
especially. Doctors, he wants to show his own doctor. He can't get to receive any answer.
I don't understand that. I can't see that he's a bigger point of negligence than someone who put his lean on the throat.
Yeah.
You know, it's very hard to. I don't know. I don't know how to answer some cipher from the Mechaber. I doubt it's interesting that the Mechaber brings down the Dinim of going to Golos. You think of his Manazet, not the Dinim of the Fascists. So you would think the Mechaber wouldn't bring it down, but the Mechaber does. And the Din of going to God. Why he does bring it down? Tell you, you need a kapara, I guess. By the way, like that, this man should be allowed to kill too. Should be telling him what we spoke about. If you need a psak din, a bed. Let's do a little bit of Gemara. There might be a lot of Gemara. Second Gemara, we should surround him. Mason, what's the kasha? What's the kasha? Going back to the street, you're amazing. And then the Gemara, Rosh Eliza, besides those kesalai. Very strange. Does that make it any better? When you're throwing rocks, you're breaking down a wall. That's more dangerous, to throw a rock or break down a wall. Both Gemara seems to be. No? Doesn't it seem a little strange? Well, that's the Gemara, Takayas. You buy lately, you know. So what is the sense of sorry b'alayim? So also, what did this? So what you already say? This is very evident b'alayim. What's the difference? What's the difference between Isaac Sorry and very evident? What's that mean? What? He's not purposely breaking down the wall. Oh, the person throwing rocks also is not doing it during any time. I don't know. Why do kids throw rocks? They
like.
What?
It's easy for the guy to see. It's hard to bring down a wall.
Bring down a wall is easier than throwing rocks.
I know.
And the person throws rocks.
You fall down rocks, you go flying somewhere else. The wall, he wants to fall right in. He wants to
get rid of the rocks. Does somebody control such a solid one of throwing rocks?
You can
control that goes when people are walking more.
To keep it contained.
Throwing rocks, he's not trying to.
No, he's trying to throw.
See, Gemara, yes, see, even Balai, they should have checked. But the question is, and not only that, it says the Seisa Sobe La'ashva. Still sticks to the Seisa Kesal. It's in a garbage dump. Why does it switch back to throwing a stone? I don't know. So Gemara says, Hayashba Echidami, Ishri Chabarab Mashayel, Vaishri Chabarab Mahinasu. So Papa says, Vaitricha. And La'ashba, so you'll find it for Balai, Vaitricha, 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 Sherei Havadika, Enosil. Finally, any family Havadika was in the Kiviyas. The Gemara says, the terrace is talking about certain Hashta where occasionally people are there. So here's what Christ says, oh, Hashta Mairi, the Yayim will deserve Lashma, the Mighty Sessor Allah. The last terrace, we're not talking about throwing down a wall anymore. We're talking again about throwing rocks.
Why did we have that in the beginning?
Why did we say that in the beginning? Like, where, at which point is it better to say that I'm the Sessor Kisalai? And at what point is it better to set the nine by what? So why didn't the Gemara change right away? When it said the Sesek Sala Ashba, why didn't it change right away? Say the Sesek Sala Ashba. But even before that, whatever the Heaven Eater was, what's the difference if you say Sesek Sala or you're throwing it at it? Which one? Rashba? So let's see how that mahalach works. First of all, let me tell you that Taisus, that the Rambam argues with Taisus. The Rambam says that even the Maskana is talking about Sesek Hesalai. Even the Maskana is talking about Sesek Hesalai. And therefore there explains, maybe this is what you were saying, that throwing a stone is always kind of amazing. What kind of business do you have throwing rocks in the street? breaking a wall is more shaydeh. Why? I think what he means is not throwing stones for fun. You ever had a kid in your bunk who just threw stones? This happens to younger kids. It's like to throw rocks. So throwing rocks, there's no purpose in it. So in life, we do things, we measure the risk against the gain. So there's no gain. So throwing rocks, even if it's a place where Mikri V'Yosef, people go rarely, throwing rocks is always the cause of amazing. The person shouldn't throw rocks. In the same place where throwing rocks is a cause of amazing, breaking down a wall is normal. It's the place where people usually don't go. So a person breaks down a wall. So that, it's a shaygay. He still should have made a better check. But it's not as bad where there's some purpose in it. The person's breaking down the wall for a purpose. Right? He wants to expand his house, or he wants to rebuild the wall, or he wants to use the stones again, whatever. There's a purpose, I said to myself. So when you're doing it for a purpose, so then it's a shaygay. Stop throwing rocks. Stop throwing rocks. That's always called the next. That's what you started to say. But that explains the Rambam. The Rambam is good. Zedek Evan is always called the name. And so it's okay, so why? Good. This is a shaykh. But Taisus, Taisus Tala Tzuma. What is Taisus doing? Tala Tzuma. Let's tell you what Taisus is talking about. All of a sudden here, Zedek Evan is just as good as the regular shot. It's Ashba. But look, when the Gemara first said Ashba, it said the Seisus Kesalav Ashba. It's only now that the Gemara says we're talking about this type of Ashba that Seisus is saying that it's a change. So when the Gemara first introduced Ashba, it said the Feirish, Seisus Kesalav Ashba. It's only now that the Gemara says we're talking about the type of Ashba where people don't usually go by day, but occasionally they do. Oh. Taisus, I don't know. The Rambam is better understood. It's Taka very Mustaver, the Mahalik of the Rambam. Once it changes the Ashba, why is the wall supposed to be there? Maybe he's knocking down the wall so he wants to put up a nicer wall, a bigger wall. I mean, that's not going into why he does it. Maybe he wants to enlarge the ashba, so he's knocking down the wall and he's going to draw it in a little bit and rebuild it. I mean, there could be many constructive reasons to build. Next Gemara, the larger than Yaki by name. What did he say? What's the case? You throw a rock, and everything is clear. And if you throw the rock, someone spits his head out a window. Or he gets hit in the head. So you're potter. Why are you potter? So the Gemara says, Tarabban in the Matra, Purat Lamamtsi Es Atzmai. The kind of rabbi says, "Yeah, okay, the mishiyot are having the yodeh." I say, "Allah, that's why the kid my father." You see what's going on? That's the service hakasuv. Now we're going to try with the rabbi's mahala to say as far to it, but there's some kind of a service hakasuv that umatzam. Yeah. Now let's just finish the gemara. We have to understand as far to this. Just finish the Gemara. Verminu umatza prat lamatzui. So yimke berachet v'yigal v'karay v'ra v'yigal v'yafen. By gula tasadeh v'memayit money that was matzui. In such a case, it's not mekliyit to be paida. Amarava acham in yamid akra asam in yamid akra. Hasam in yamid akra matzah dem yad v'siga yadai ma'siga yad mehash tam matzah yad mehash. Acham in yamid akra matzah dem yad yam. Ayam yidi v'sime akra matzah nam yidi v'sime akra. That the head has to be there beforehand. What's going on here? Purat lamamtsi es atzmai. Why is mamtsi es atzmai possible? What would you say? If I throw a rock, I take a good look, there's nobody there. I draw a rack, and after the rack leaves my hand, during the time it's flying, somebody walks in the way and he gets hit in the head. So why am I potter? By Ra'aynus. I mean, I'm totally guiltless. I managed to do nothing wrong.
Or?
Or again, you could say that the other person contributed to it. So he did it, right?
No, when you throw the rock in your own shoes, then it's a that's called contributing to me. So the scary is looking
at Rebbe. They go to a clear place, and then he walks in the way. So am I a Rishaya? He walked into the stove. He's a Rishaya.
I mean,
not
contributing. It's that it's supposed to be there. Contributing means that you're not supposed to be there, so you should.
He's allowed to be there. So it's not the same as going to Marisha, it's still not a deal. What? I walk. The person walked into me. It turns out it could be the person standing there and you walked into him. But maybe you're right. 1 second. Just did the ritual itself, he brings Taka two sheep. This is the Rishon. This is the Mukhiyasif learns the Ptura Zaynus. Mukhiyasif is, I think, in Sephiroth and Hedron. He was shouting out Gemara that it's not Aynis. The Rashba learns that it's not a Maisa Ritzitha. When I threw it, there was nothing, it was not a damaging throw. Everything over circumstances stayed the same from when I threw it. Nothing would have happened. He compares it to the following case. It's a case in Bava Kamma. Zorak Eved in Hagag. Zorak Kelim in Hagag. I take your camera and throw it off a roof. But there's a pillow or a mattress on the floor. So I throw your camera off a roof and it's going to fall on the mattress. Nothing's going to happen to it. After I let go of the camera, someone else pulls away the mattress. So is the one who throws chayiv? The one who throws chayiv? No, why? The time he threw it, it wasn't a nice amazing. The one who pulled away the pillow may also be potter. It's a grammar. But the one who threw it is certainly potter. At the time he dropped the camera off the roof, there was a mattress there. So he's potter. Not only that, the Gemara says, if you throw a camera off a roof, then you run down the steps, you're fast, and you pull away the mattress before the camera hits it, you're also potter. The same person. Threw the camera off the roof, ran down, and pulled away the mattress before the camera could hit it. So he's potter. Underthrowing, it wasn't a mitzvah hazard. I'm pulling away the mattress, he's only a guy room. I have to be in the Shemayim. He's potter. Come. You want to break someone's camera, be potter. You know how to do it. But you got to be real fast. I don't know. You got to keep the camera down. Pull a string. Yeah. Well, you drop it in, you pull it with a string. What? Clean up the other roof. Strap it and pull away the mattress. I see you guys are thinking of it all the nicer than me. But you're potter. So tight as the Rashba, that's the same thing as our Gemara. At the time you threw the stone, there was nobody there. It wasn't a nicer to see them. Then the person came there, and when the person came there, then he's a potter. The nakamina between the two sheetas is takatilchus nezikin. If I throw a rock and then somebody's animal walks and gets killed by my rock, do I have to pay? If you hold the p'tor is aynis, so other would lie on, a person pays for an aynis. You said maybe an aynis dom or not, but a person pays for an aynis. If throwing a rock and then the animal walks in the way and gets hit, is it din aynis? So I should have to pay. Or at least the question of any shame, I should have to pay. It's adam with my alam and the adam has no psor aynis. But if you hold that my maisa was not a maisa ritzicha or a maisa mazik at all, then I should be potter. All makes sense, right?
The animal was already.
So this is what I was wondering. I'm not much wondering about this. What happens? Somebody wants to kill somebody. He gets a high power rifle and he goes up to a roof. And Oswald wanted to kill Kennedy. So he went up to the window of the building and he had a rifle and he shot. Now, at the time he pulled the trigger, he didn't shoot at the place where Kennedy was at that second, because it took a second for it to travel, right? The motorcade was moving. So an experienced the hunter knows, you shoot at the place the person's going to be in a second, right? You shoot ahead of the person. Okay? That's the way you shoot. You want to hit a moving target. So you shoot slightly ahead of the target. Okay? No, it's never precious, right? Now, am I saying anything in Yiddish? Huh? Right? That's the normal way of shooting things. You shoot a little, you aim a little ahead of the target. Let's say, someone sees someone going on Coney Island Avenue. We'll make it the Arafat or something. That's not such a big thing. He's going to kill him. You take out a gun and you shoot. So you're shooting a little ahead of him. That's how you're fucking. According to the Rashi. Because at the time I shoot, if he stops, I'm not going to get him.
He's still on your way.
What? I know he's going to be there. So that's the problem. But technically, and let's say when I drop this, I know I'm going to pull away the mattress. Maybe also, if you know you're going to do it, and they've hold the Martin's case, and someone dropped it, and then he said, you know what, let me pull it away. Then he pulled it away. It's not much that way. But if it's clear to the Raj, we can, you know. So if you hold like then we'll be Isaac and stuff, I understand. No fetch, see a movie, not right. But according to the Rashba's Hesber, that it's not a Maisa Ritzicha, unless you'll say that's Gufa, that's what you're saying, that the Mamisha Maisa, that's how you kill people. You go to be trained how to kill people, that's what they teach you. You shoot on the head of the person. That is a Maisa Ritzicha. Pulling away Matt, yeah, that's right. Pulling away Matt, also nice in there.
But someone else pulling it away.
But since the same is even the person himself.
Change
the coin. Come on, take a moment, put it down, change the
coin.
Yeah. Here's not a chain reaction. It's my mice. The question is that a mice with three? So is that not a mice with three?
That is the difference.
You know he's going to keep on walking. So maybe if you know he's going to keep on walking, that's called the maximum seizure. And Moshe Kane, our Gemara is talking, but you didn't know. And when you drop the camera, and you're pulling, even though you know that you're going to pull it away, that requires a new maximum.
Nothing has been done at the time you drop
it. What's the difference? This is a very doctor-speaker difference. What's the difference if I drop a camera and I know I plan to pull away the mattress? Where it's called dropping the camera is not a Maisa Hezek, even though I know I'm going to pull away the mattress is there. And if there's a moving target, and I shoot it where I know it's going to be in a minute.
The way to drop the camera, it's not to drop it and pull away the mattress. If I have someone had a drop the camera, they would tell you drop it on the floor. They would have tell you drop it on the mattress and pull away, but if you have someone had to, someone would tell you to do it on the mattress.
Tell you, stand him up against the wall and shoot him.
No,
it's just that you're stuck. He's a moving target. You don't have a choice. If someone had to break a match, a camera that's falling onto a mattress, it's painful in a mattress. That's not kind of it. That's the pulling. It's the grommet. The question is the dropping. And he wouldn't tell you to drop it over a mattress and pull it away. It's more normal. It's more than normal way. The normal way to kill a moving target is to shoot ahead of the target.
You
didn't see that difference. The question is here, what the difference would be. Here the Raj is comparing it. The Raj is self-comparing it. There's certainly differences in between the Sikhan and the Sikh. I'm only guessing based on the Rashi. The Rashi compares the two cases. But that comparison, that's where the Kasha comes from. Based on that comparison, I'm guessing. Otherwise,
you
have
why is he throw a ball? He throw it up in the air. It's like when he comes back down afterwards. It's the same thing. It's also a.
That's all my knives. At the time I let go of a ball which was set to break the window.
Would have kept my up, or would
but I did it. That it shouldn't go up. I mean, I threw it in the manner that.
That's
not true. I threw it in a way that it's not going to. That it's going to break the window. I aimed it at the window. It's not the same as dropping a camera. What? Could be. I just mean that in the case of reason doesn't apply to Masik, and maybe it's used for a different reason. Could be. Next Gemara, Zayrek 7. Amalei Ahumer Rabbanan LeRava. Demimai Demechatavas Eitzim Derishos. Dilma Mechatavas Eitzim Desukah. Umechatavas Eitzim Demaracha. Bethelam Eram Rachman Aligli. What's the kasha? How do you know does that find the Mishnah? In a case where it's a Rishus, not the Mishnah, the Pasuk. How do you know does that find the Pasuk? Bayar, that they're doing things that are Rishus, maybe they're busy cutting wood for a sukkah, and that's a mitzvah. I'm like, no. Kivan din matzah chatu. Lab mitzvah. Ashanami lab mitzvah. What does this mean? What are the words? Since if you buy cut wood, it's not a mitzvah. So now it's also not a mitzvah. What does that mean? Hesper? Must be it's only asher mitzvah. Why? Because you don't really have to do it. It's just a way of coming to the mitzvah. Like if a person has to get out of bed in the morning in order to go to shul. But getting out of bed is only a hesher. It's not the mitzvah. Get out of bed, you're not davening. That's the way to go to God. So Chativa Satan, that's what we're saying, right? It's important. Let's see. Back to Gemara. Aisvei Ravina L'Rab. From our Mishnah, Yotta Avanakis B'nei L'Rabarai D'Sami D'Shliach Be'ezdin Leima Kivan Ilu Gomer Lav Mitzvah Shinani Lav Mitzvah. That's a good cash. What does it mean Kivan Ilu Gomer? If the child would be a good boy, there's no mitzvah to hit him. So now it's also not, it doesn't make sense if he behaves nicely, there's no mitzvah to hit him. It's a lot of sense, right? So now it's also no mitzvah to hit him. Ever the Gemara? No. You hear this? Hasam, hafa gab de kam yer mitzvah. You said, yasha bim chavi anichecha v'yite madan ule nafshach. What does that mean? It's from this Gemara. How'd you learn? Even if he behaves, there's a mitzvah to hit him. Does that make sense to you? What? Sure, find an excuse to hit him.
Standards have to be high.
So he always fails. But if he wouldn't fail, you mean it's impossible to succeed. And Ramesha has a tshuva on this, I'm shouting this Gemara. It's interesting, the one who asked the Shiloh about whether you have to hit your children even if they behave, is Ramesh's son, the child. The truth is very amusing. The name of the truth is, you have to hit your son if you behave, and the child was the other thing. Yeah. I guess you want to know why he got hit, if it was supposed to say. So Ramesh has a problem with Ravina's kasha. But the truth is, Yaradea Aleph, Kuf Mem, Simon Kuf Mem. Because what's Shat Nikamara's kasha? If your child behaves, there's no mitzvah to hit him. Therefore what? Therefore, there's no mitzvah to hit that. So Ramesha asks, what is it? Benching a mitzvah? Is it the bench? Why don't you say, if I wouldn't eat bread, I wouldn't have to bench. So benching is not a mitzvah. Why don't you say that? And if I wouldn't eat bread, I wouldn't have to bench. Yes, intention. That's the cash. So much cash. Well, let me ask you a question. Why don't you say, if I don't eat bread, I don't have to bench, so benching isn't a mitzvah. The answer is, there are some mitzvahs which only are mitzvahs under certain conditions. A certain condition triggers the mitzvah. Giving malchus. The mitzvah doesn't give malchus. Even though if he doesn't do it out of Eiru, there's no mitzvah. But that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is certain meisim trigger that there's a mitzvah. So if you eat bread, that causes the mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah. There's no way to get around. Once you eat, you have to eat. So there's that by a child also. That's what I'm saying. If he would not misbehave, there'd be no mitzvah. But that's good for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is, when he misbehaves, there's a mitzvah to hit him. Well, what was Ravina said? Even the Imu Gamir. If he behaves, there's no mitzvah to hit him. Many of you may have. If he behaves, you're right, there is no mitzvah. If someone doesn't have kids, there's also no mitzvah to him. And if you have a child, it's a mitzvah, that's where the mitzvah begins. Just like when you eat bread, that's where the mitzvah begins. Therefore, Zaf Rav Maisha, that's not shot in the Gemara. Certainly, if a kid never misbehaves, there's no mitzvah to hit him, and that's even true in the Maskana. The Gemara Shaila is, if a child misbehaves, he doesn't have air, and then he does tshuva, he says he's sorry. The child doesn't have air, and then he says he's sorry. He does tshuva. That's the shayla. Is it a mitzvah to hit him anyway? Follow? Kivan the imu gomer lab mitzvah. Ravina said that even after a kid misbehaves, it's not necessarily a mitzvah to hit him, because if riots, he'll say I'm sorry and I'm not going to do it again. There's no mitzvah to hit. So Ravina kind is that hitting a child is not a mitzvah, even after he misbehaves. Because you don't necessarily have to hit him. You just have to get him to be a good boy. And if he's going to be a good boy anyway, then there's no reason to hit him. Yeah, Ramesh about the sugya. Okay, again, Ramesh's chab, it's not talking about a kid who never did an Avera. A kid who never did an Avera, of course there's no mitzvah to hit him. Even the Maskana. But he did an Avera, there's a mitzvah to hit him, and at that moment, when there's a mitzvah to hit him, if he does tshuva, you don't have to hit him. So therefore, hitting shouldn't be a mitzvah, just like Mata Eitzim. And that Rava says no. If a kid doesn't have Avera, even if he does tshuva, it's still a mitzvah to hit him. Why? That's what Ramesh is saying, Shani Gemara. That if a child doesn't have Eira, even if afterwards he does tshuva, it's still a mitzvah that you should hit him. Why? That's the point of it. So Moshe has a long dish of art in hitting children. Yes? The Rebbe too, same thing.
Yes.
I understand, but Pincha replies to a Talmud also. A Talmud's also bad. A lot of it's been Tavaritarik, the elder.
Why
did
you not
ask? That's what Moshe says. Moshe says, you can flare. You can flare, is hitting children who misbehave a hechsher mitzvah or a mitzvah? In other words, when you hit a child that misbehaves, is that a hechsher mitzvah to get it to behave? Or is it a mitzvah be'etzem to hit a kid who misbehaves? You understand? Is hitting a child who misbehaves just a way of getting him to behave? Or is it the etzem mitzvah? Ravina held, it's just the hefsha mitzvah. A kid who misbehaves, hitting him is only to straighten him out. So if he straightens out on his own, normally you have to hit him. So the Moshe, the emesis, that a person who doesn't have Avera has to be taught that every Avera has consequences. A person has to know, if a person doesn't have Avera, you don't just say, I'm sorry. And Avera has consequences. A person has that Yiras Chait. Yiras Chait is to know that a Chait does something. And therefore, a child who misbehaves, even if he says he's sorry, he's still supposed to be punished. He's supposed to be taught that Chait has consequences. I mean, a Chait has consequences. It's a mitzvah be'etzem, it's not a hefsher mitzvah. And therefore, that's Pshat and Ravin, the Gemara's response. We're saying it's Kiddush. You have to hit him. The Gemara seems to be saying you have to hit him. Is it enough to punish instead of hit? Maybe. I don't know. Children, you start to teach them. You have to teach them your Yerushalayim. And that teaches them your Yerushalayim. Yeah, Ravina who compared it to our mitzvah, our Mishnah, Ravina who compared it to Hesher mitzvah, just like the other day. That's not why Ravina has the cash. Rava with the Kaddish and his parents said, no, it's not similar to the Mishnah, it's here to Mitzvah. Bad. This is how Ramesha learns up this Gemara. Yeah. Shliach Bezdin. What about Shliach Bezdin? What? No, he's right. How do you learn Ravina? That's Kasha in the Gemara's parrot. But in the Gemara's Kasha, what is the Kasha by Shliach Bezdin? What? But the Rebbe says that Shliach Bezdin is locked out in the Havanina. But according to the Rambam, it would be good. The Rambam learned Shliach Bezdin is that you're forcing him to come to bed. So he'll come on his own. He's going to sit at him.
Yeah.
And Tysus is true. Tysus, you're a Moshe, Tysus like the Rambam. Moshe asked, Tysus said, Kasha Mishliach Bezdin, Kiva the Ilu, the later, Tysus, Kiva the Ilu, Hutz and Hukar. Kimdul Lalaka, the beginning of the time. Kimdul Lalaka Kavar Lab Mitzvah Kavit. Those words don't make sense so much. But it takes the same. It's not a mitzvah to give him Malkus, because if someone else gave him Malkus, then you're not to give him Malkus. The words don't make sense. I mean, if you already ate the sukkah, you're not a mitzvah to eat the sukkah. So, that's to say you already ate the sukkah. So you say, if you already got Malkus, there's no mitzvah to give him Malkus. What are the words? So Ramesha learns that Tysus is going like the Rambam. That we're talking about hitting him, forcing him to listen to Bezdin. That's what Tysus means. Even though Malka Kabbalah, this goes, somebody already forced him. There's no mitzvah. So Ramesha learns. Okay, Malka Punim, this is Ramesha's side. I had a problem here because the Rambam says that when you hit a child, Rambam Paskin, you're not allowed to hit a child, only, you're not allowed to hit a kid with tech cast. You're not allowed to hit a child or a talented with tech cast. You're only allowed to make yourself look angry, make believe you're angry, you have to be in full control. The Rambam says. The Gemara also says in Baba Basra that you should hit your Talmidim ba'arkasa de Misani. Literally, arkasa de Misani sounds like shoelace. Rashi says, Makes Kalais. You're supposed to hit them, Makes Kalais. It says in the portion there that you should take a big stick that looks scary and then hit them a light touch. And the Rambam says that that karas is not a mitzvah. So how do you kill somebody? How do you kill someone? You're doing a karas mitzvah. And hitting a child with that karas is an aveira. And hitting a child a makah kaveda is not a mitzvah. Only Makal Kala is a mitzvah.
I don't understand. Don't count it like anyone said lightly.
Didn't it lightly?
Exactly.
Yeah. How do you kill somebody lightly? I guess a weak child. Okay, what? But you have to talk to the Rebbe for the Rebbe to go to God. So? It's got to be something like that. I don't know, it's just a little hard to understand it. It's supposed to be a Makakala. The Agamara is establishing your site, the Tajin kids, establishing your site in mitzvahs. There's a Hefsher mitzvah and there's a mitzvah. A Hefsher mitzvah is something which, if it was done by itself, you don't have to do it. Like chopping wood for a sukkah. Nobody here chops wood for a sukkah, and so most of us don't chop wood for a sukkah, because it's only a hatcher mitzvah. But something which is the mitzvah itself, well, the way we defined it, is something which, even if it was done by itself, you still have to do. That's a mitzvah. And something which, if it's done by itself, you don't have to do, that's a hatcher mitzvah. Rashi, if you notice the Rashi, Rashi hashtanami, ki loy motza chatuva eina chatova mitzvah, ela atziyas hasukah. See Rashi says? Rashi says, cutting wood for a sukkah, that's not a mitzvah. Building a sukkah, that's different. That's a mitzvah. Let's try the Rashi. Ela atziyas hasukah.
Rashi
says, you don't have a sukkah with both. That's what Rashi seems to say. That building a sukkah, even if you have a sukkah that's already built, is a mitzvah to build a sukkah. It sounds like. I would think if you have a sukkah that's already built, it's kosher, no? The Mishnah says, sukkah's gan bach kosher, sukkah of a guy. The guy builds a hut, the shade. So the Mishnah says it's kosher.
Kosher
doesn't mean it's making a sukkah. Right? But the Yishan is really kosher, just it's a mitzvah to move the sukkah. That's one question. Another question. The Maritzia is in the back. Maritzia brings a Rashba. He says, you make a bracha on mitzvahs, which if it was done by itself, you would have to do it anyway, then you make a bracha on the mitzvah. But if it's just something which it was done by itself, you wouldn't have to do it, then you don't make a bracha on the mitzvah. That's the Rashba's gather for making brachas. Anything which you would have to do if it got done by itself, that you do make a bracha. Otherwise you don't make a bracha. Now Maritius asks, the Gemara in Menachos says, I'm building a sukkah, you should make a mitzvah, make a bracha when you build a sukkah. And the Gemara answers, lav gemar mitzvah. You didn't finish the mitzvah. Building the sukkah, you didn't finish it yet. Start to sit and eat it. But the Gemara de Abba Mina says that when you build the sukkah, you should have to make a bracha. The fact that Maritzia is the kasha on the Rashi. Building a sukkah, you don't have to build a sukkah, you don't have to build a sukkah. So why should it have to, why should it require a bracha? Why should building a sukkah require a bracha? According to the Rashi's rule. Okay, so the answer we'll get to tomorrow. I hope tomorrow to finish close to the next mission. So.